855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, and they are completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Puke.
And Mark.
Puke, after a very extended absence from the program, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'd say so. It's probably been nearly a year.
Probably been about a year, and you've been busy with the Puke and the gang for the last year or so, if
yeah,
I'm not mistaken.
We had a schism and broke off, and now we're doing our own thing.
Well, I hope you've learned from your suspension what you needed to learn.
No, never.
Okay.
Not really. If anything, we've become more foul and retarded. And that's the whole point of the show, though, because the libertarian community, the Liberty Radio community, I think, could use a little bit more irreverence, a little bit more humor.
Yep.
And that's definitely what the show Puke and the Gang is all about. And we've been doing it for about a year now.
And the gang has changed a little bit over the last year. I think you actually added Julia recently to
yeah.
the program as a regular gang member.
Yeah, she is. We started out with myself, Andrew, and Luther. And then we've just had people on coming on as guests. We've had Ian, you on. We've had other people just around that we know and that are willing to come in and just talk about stuff and whatnot. And then Luther is, of course, moving away, so to speak. And so Julia started filling in. I don't know how she got on the show. I think just somehow Andrew was talking to her.
Mm-hmm.
She found out, you know, she's very good on FTL. And then we were like, come on over. And she's very good at it. She's talkative.
I hear you can't keep her quiet on the
It's hard show. Sometimes to get a word in edgewise. But she has brought an interesting dynamic of the female flavor.
Do you guys behave yourself more when she's on?
No, absolutely not. She brings out the worst in us. We're always talking
a dirty
about
girl.
A lot of sex stuff comes up recently, and it's all her fault.
Yeah. PukeandTheGang.com is the website, and
that's correct.
You are about to celebrate, is it a year?
Yeah, 1 year. I believe the 26th of July was when we actually aired the first show. And by the way that we're actually doing the episodes, we do them once a week, and mm-hmm. we're on, I think, we just recorded 49. And so 52 weeks in the year, we've done a couple little extra special episodes here and there just to fill in, you know, when we had a holiday weekend or something, we couldn't make it. And so it's just about 2 hours of us sitting around talking about the news, talking about stories. We
Is
play
it exactly
music.
2 hours? Do you have commercial breaks?
No. Okay. No, we don't have commercial breaks. Nobody in their right mind would ever sponsor our stupidity. But well, we have fun. And it's
Seagrams,
just,
maybe.
Yeah. Seagrams or like, who's that? Adam Eve? They might sponsor us because we are dirty, foul-mouthed people. There's no FCC rules, obviously, so we just talk about whatever we want, and it revolves around the news. And
now you have to come in here and I guess not so dirty.
Yeah, not so dirty. It's I have to consciously make sure that I don't say any of those naughty, naughty words
right.
that the FCC doesn't want me to say.
Well, luckily we do have a dump machine here in
yeah,
case
make sure you get that
horribly
awry. Because when I get going. You never know. But thankfully, I'm not drinking on this show. There are rules against that. On our show, we drink a lot. So.
In fact, the rule is you have to drink, pretty much.
No, right? there's no rule. We don't really have rules, but it's highly encouraged.
Gotcha.
And it's more fun that way. Like, you know, your stupid friends are far more fun when they're drunk, usually.
If drunk people were entertaining this, bars would have stadium seating. I'm sorry, Puke.
No, okay.
It depends. There can be people who are entertaining, and clearly it works for Puke and the gang. Anyway, it's great to have you back in here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
The Free Talk Live studio. Our number here tonight for you, the listener, 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. As, you know, last night we mentioned a piece of news that we didn't get a chance to get to, and so we can do that now. It is the Bitcoin 7 Reasons to Be Wary, according to NetworkWorld.com. Now, for those who have been listening to the show over, I'd say the last year, Free Talk Live has become pretty big-time advocates of the Bitcoin, and that's not just because somebody's sponsoring the show.
I think that's
Bitcoin.
What brought them to our attention, and I'm not going to, you know, diminish that or anything, but, you know, from what I can see...
That's
Bitcoin's
not what brought it to my attention.
Not initially.
No, I like the fact you buy drugs online with them for...
that's...
Yeah, that's how I knew.
Well, that's how I knew that the Bitcoin was going to be something special. And unfortunately, I didn't know enough. Like, I'm not an investor kind of person, so I don't think, oh, I should go out and buy these. Well, I didn't. And luckily, you know, I've got some now. It was a little bit later than I would have liked to have. But they're an amazing concept and something that we definitely are fans of here on Free Talk Live, and for a lot of different reasons. But according to Network World's Maria Korolev, she says there are at least seven reasons to be wary of the Bitcoin, and she's talked to somebody that she considers to be an expert about these sorts of things, and so we'll see you know, what this individual has to say about Bitcoins and whether or not they're even anywhere close as far as their critiques. Now, Puke, what's your familiarity level with the Bitcoin?
Very, very little. I actually only recently got even like a Bitcoin account or whatever you call it, a wallet.
Yes.
There's this weird terminology because they're not real. They don't actually exist in the physical world. So you have to create this digital wallet, and that's actually the only way you can donate to the podcast.
Really?
And the gang. Yeah, we have a Bitcoin account just for a lark because I don't know. Somebody suggested it, so I said, why not?
Well, if somebody wants to give you money, then...
Yeah, it's easier than a PayPal account, and I don't know.
Boom, so there you go. Reason number one. Reason number one to take the Bitcoin is it's easier than all of the other methods out there.
Right. It doesn't require any sort of identification, social security numbers, bank accounts, any of that hoo-ha.
Exactly.
But you also have to sort of think hard about how you're going to spend them, because we can't buy booze with them, and that's a problem.
Not yet.
Yeah, maybe someday.
Not yet. But what you can do is, if you get enough of them together, you can use BitInstant.com to turn them into cash. So, you know, it's only a matter of a few steps before those Bitcoins can be in another form.
Well, if Bitcoin lasts like people hope that they do, obviously back in, what was it, the 1800s, all the states had their own currencies, and eventually that was sort of standardized. Maybe not in the best way, because it's obviously all fiat now and everything, but... You know, obviously, there's probably going to eventually become some sort of process, you know, where you can pay with your smartphone, maybe, using Bitcoin.
That's already here.
There you
go. Can already pay with Bitcoin.
Right.
But you can't... What's coming next is a smart card of some sort. We talked with Roger and the guys from BitInstant.com at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And there's going to be a card coming soon, which will be the size of a credit card.
I saw the mock-ups of it today.
Really?
Yep.
In person or online?
Well, online.
Oh, okay.
I mean, at this point, they only exist online.
And there's like some billionaire Russian oil magnate who has spent a bunch of money on this. Like, this guy's going crazy for Bitcoin, and he's just pouring a bunch of his personal savings into...
He's probably trying to get tired of getting robbed by the Russian government
/mafia.
Yeah.
So he's come up with this idea that is essentially a business card or a credit card size card that actually has some kind of Wi-Fi technology in it that will be able to... You'll be able to transact Bitcoins between the cards. You'll be able to send messages between the cards. And you'll be able to, like, swipe the card at a point of purchase.
Like a normal credit card.
Right. And it'll essentially, what'll happen is you'll swipe the card at your point of purchase, and whoever it is that's handling that transaction, whichever bank or whoever it is behind the scenes that's dealing with that, is going to take the Bitcoins out of your account, essentially turn them into the currency in which the transaction's happening in, so say dollars, at the moment that the transaction happens. So Bitcoin, if you pay attention to it, you know that it's constantly changing. The price is constantly adjusting over a 24-hour period. There's not a close time like, say, the Dow Jones or whatever.
Right,
or
modern
silver.
Markets close, yeah.
Right, so therefore more modern because it's 24-hour around the clock. Anyway, the idea would be it would then cash in your Bitcoins as to the exact amount you would need to make that purchase.
Yeah.
Because Bitcoins can go down to like 0.0000 something decimal points. So it just makes it's just instantaneous where it'll change your Bitcoins into the cash, and then you get your purchase, and it's, you know, still got the MasterCard logo on it or whatever. So
yeah,
I mean, if this actually pans out,
accepted everywhere,
it's going to be a game changer, big time.
Absolutely.
So 855-450-FREE. Now those are some reasons why the Bitcoin's exciting and the Bitcoin is really cool. But Network World says you should be cautious, be wary, and we'll give you their seven reasons why here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyandHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson, and it's a five-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it. Therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are available to you there. We do have a lot of them, and they are all completely free. Archives go all the way back to late 2006, just click and download, and you can have as many as you'd like. They're all completely free. And then if you want, you can also subscribe to the podcast. You can jump over to our SoundCloud page and then use SoundCloud to share your favorite episodes with your friends on Facebook or Twitter or wherever. So go to freetalklive.com. If you want to get to SoundCloud, you just look on the left-hand side of freetalklive.com. You'll see underneath Listen and Share. That's where our link to the podcast is, where the link to the Edgington Post podcast is. That's, Mark, that's your show that you do outside of Free Talk Live.
That's right.
And then there's also the link to SoundCloud there as well. So go and download as much as you like at freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about the Bitcoin here, and we're going to get to basically what is a hit piece against the Bitcoin. This is the 7 reasons to be wary. There are a lot of reasons to be excited about Bitcoins because they are amazing, and they seem to be becoming more and more popular and more usable, as well as since it's an open source project. Nobody owns Bitcoin. There's no intellectual property called Bitcoin. It's just something that group of math whiz programmers created a couple few years ago, and it has exploded in popularity. The usage is on the increase. The value is on the increase as well. It's been going up pretty consistently over the last, about the last, what, 6 or 7 months or so, maybe even longer. When was the spike? Was that a year ago? I don't even remember. And so there was like a crazy spike at one point where it went to above $30 and then went back down to like $2, and now it's just been going up and up and up since then. So obviously you don't know what to expect. This is new territory, a digital decentralized currency that is...
If you take out the spike, though, they've basically gone up and up and up.
Yeah. Decentralized currency that is available to anyone. As Pete pointed out earlier, this is something that you don't have to ask anybody's permission to get started with. You just go...
Nope.
And download the Bitcoin client for your computer. There's one for Windows. There's one for Mac. There's one for Unix or Linux. So you get the client, run that thing, and you don't even really need to have the client to engage in Bitcoin. There are online wallets and things like that, but you can't really trust the online wallets. You really need to have the wallet in your possession. We got burned on that.
Weren't there there was like a big hack of some Bitcoin client or wallet or something recently, months back?
There was a site that was hacked, and then there was also a site that just all of a sudden disappeared and took a bunch of people's Bitcoins with them well.
Yeah.
So you got to, it's the new world of currencies, and you've got to kind of be careful, but there are ways to protect yourself, and there's no way for the government to get your Bitcoins. There's no way for them to, crack into your account unless they physically take your Bitcoin wallet from your computer.
Right.
And, of course, you can also encrypt your Bitcoin wallet, so even if they take the Bitcoin wallet, they can't get into it.
When it comes to using, say, banking agencies, and you know, that charge you too much, you have a disagreement with, let's use the big one, PayPal. So many business owners believe that PayPal is Satan. They're a bunch of demons over there because they'll shut down their account.
Just freeze your account.
Freeze your account, I guess. You shouldn't say shut down. Freeze your account. Keep your money in there. And you're just stuck for as long as they say you're stuck.
Well, you can
jump
through
their customer service.
Well, you can jump through whatever hoops they put up for you and do whatever they say. And then maybe they'll let you back in to access what money you thought was yours. So a lot of people have had this negative experience with PayPal. And plenty of people have had negative experiences with banks. So Bitcoin cuts out the middleman.
Right. Well, and also, if because the banks are essentially franchises of the Federal Reserve, if the government wants to get your money, they'll do it too. They'll go in and they'll take the money right out of your account.
Yeah,
the government, the banks will let them do it. It is mathematically impossible for anybody to mess with your account unless you leave it open to sort of hackers. There are ways to secure your account, have it more and less secured, and one needs to one needs to look into that.
There's a learning curve involved when it comes to Bitcoin.
Sure.
For sure. But this is worth learning about.
Well, there's
really
a learning curve involved in taking proper care of your money.
Yeah, absolutely.
In any circumstance.
Or with anything, period.
Right, yeah.
You don't want to learn and know what you're doing with anything.
Yeah, you get buyer beware, be cautious, but there's a lot of reasons to get involved in Bitcoin. So we've talked to you about some of those reasons. You can go to bitinstant.com to get Bitcoins. But if you'd like to learn more about Bitcoins, learn the reasons why you should use them, go to weusecoins.org. There's a great little less than 2-minute video there that'll give you an intro. That's weusecoins.org. But there are some people who are, let's say, more than skeptical about Bitcoins. In fact, networkworld.com has a piece here that is basically a hit piece case against it. So let's get the let's get the other side of the story here.
What because I don't see the other side.
What do the detractors have to say about Bitcoin? So this is it. There are seven reasons here. Of all the virtual currencies out there, Bitcoin is the most interesting from a technical perspective, says Network World, and the least interesting from the business point of view. Bitcoin is a peer-to-peer virtual currency that uses cryptography to control the creation and transfer of money. Unlike other currencies, Bitcoin is completely independent. A.J. Vins, a professor at the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University. Now, of course, he's a professor, so he must know something about economics, right? And he must know something about currencies. He's a he's an academic. So
did they take did they get word. Robert P. Murphy from the Mises Institute, or you know Benjamin Powell, or you know any of these great Austrian economists? Because I'd love to hear what they had to say on it.
I don't trust him if he doesn't have leather patches on his elbows.
They did not. Unlike other currencies, Bitcoin is completely independent. It is a company. Is company or organization agnostic, said the professor who is studying Bitcoin. All other currencies are either based on some standard of value or are backed by an issuing entity such as a government or corporation. Gold, for example, is a metal which has both practical and decorative uses, though many gold coins also have additional value as historical artifacts. Many Bitcoin enthusiasts are attracted by Bitcoin's independence and the fact that its value comes directly from its network of users. But aside from its status as a technical marvel, it has little practical benefit for business, users, or consumers. That's quite the claim.
Yeah, it really
is. Little practical benefit. Mark, as a business owner, you operate the sales division of Free Talk Live. Has Bitcoin had any practical benefit for you?
I can tell you that some people have purchased ads with Free Talk Live simply because we take Bitcoins. So it has brought business to us.
So otherwise we would have been leaving Bitcoins on the table. Or money on the table. Right,
money on the table. Bitcoin's our money as far as I'm concerned, so we've been leaving money on the table. Secondarily, it has allowed me to transfer money, allowed companies to transfer money to me, and I haven't had to pay the 3% or whatever to PayPal. A lot of people want
It's more money in your pocket.
A lot of people want to pay through PayPal, and so that's a larger amount. Because I can buy and sell with Bitcoins, I can do things with them. I don't necessarily have to transfer those Bitcoins into money. There's a cost for that.
Right. Now, there might have been, like, I checked the date on this article here thinking maybe it was written in, like, 2008 or 2009, whenever it was Bitcoin's first came out. It was somewhere around, I think, 2009. Maybe at that point that would have been a viable critique.
Yeah.
Like, that, well, no one's using these things. Well, is this a big joke?
What are these crazy blogs people write?
I mean, BitInstant is rolling out in the next month or so a way to pay your bills. I'm talking about your mortgage, your power bill, your cable bill, whatever bill you've got with Bitcoins. Tell me they're not useful.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Ridiculous.
We haven't even gotten into the seven reasons yet. We'll start with that here in a moment.
That wasn't one of the reasons?
Number one reason, nobody has to accept it, they say. 855-450-FREE.
Stupefied.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between damaged whey and undamaged whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. Please go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow-fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow-fed raw milk, which looks healthy. After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, most protein powders do not impress me as to either taste or health benefits. Now I know that not all protein powders are created equal, and One World Whey surpasses my fondest expectations in both taste and health benefits. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade to the toughest nails, new world.
New world where we are.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
I'm holding back a child.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Listening options are available for you over at listen.freetalklive.com. Just head over there and you can get tuned into our broadband, our midband, or narrowband versions of the show, different size bit rates for different size internet connections. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com and get tuned in there for free. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you'll learn about our over 100 radio stations that air the show at various times throughout the week, our satellite listening options, including XM satellite radio, as well as, we're on two channels on XM, by the way, as well as our free-to-air KU band channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears. Head over to listen.freetalklive.com for the details.
Are you on any prescription medications? If you are, and you're getting your prescription medications from a local pharmacy, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services can get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off, and they deliver them right to your door. And all you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. Right there, you can click on Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. It doesn't cost you anything. They'll give you a telephone call during business hours. They'll call you back. Their customer service is excellent. I've gone through it. They walk you through every step of the way, and you'll save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com, whether it's for Viagra or Cialis or Boniva, Ablify, Lipitor, Nexium, Zetia, whatever it is that you're on, they can get it at meds.freetalklive.com. If they can't get it, they'll give you advice on that too. Meds.freetalklive.com.
All right, coming up, we're going to update you on a demo from coplock.org. He is still in jail and is preparing to face a trial where he's looking at over two decades in prison for basically being a journalist. He contacted some bureaucrats, asked them some questions over the phone, recorded the calls, informed the bureaucrats that he was contacting them for comment for a news story he was writing. He didn't specifically tell them he was recording the call, but he did let them know they were essentially on the record. They've charged him now with 3 counts of wiretapping, and he's looking at 7 years apiece in prison for each one of those counts. So we'll give you an update on what's going on with him here in a little bit. But we've been talking about Bitcoin and the 7 reasons why, according to NetworkWorld.com, which you'd think with a name like that, these people would know something about Bitcoin, would have actually done some research, maybe talked to somebody who has something positive to say about it. But no, they talked to some professor at the Carey School, W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University, who claims to have been studying Bitcoin. Of course, he's likely coming at it from the perspective of your typical college professor, probably a very pro-state mindset, a Keynesian economist. And he's looking at Bitcoin, and it freaks him out. So we're going to give you the 7 ridiculous reasons why he thinks you should stay away from it. Number 1, nobody has to accept it. Traditional government,
this is ludicrous.
Traditional government-backed currencies have local monopolies on things like paying taxes or utility bills.
Yay!
Merchants may decide to accept live chickens as payment, but they usually have no choice about whether or not to accept their national currency.
Right, and this is an advantage. I mean, really, if you had to accept a currency, that's the worst benchmark for how good that currency is. I mean, that's a terrible currency. If somebody wants to give you poop in a bag as a currency,
No, thank you.
You'd have to be forced to take it. So clearly, what this college professor guy is doing is putting, national fiat currency on the same level as poop in a bag.
I don't really have a use for poop in a bag, though.
Agreed.
But if everyone was forced to accept the poop in the bag, then you would.
Yeah.
But this is the thing of national currencies. I accept U.S. dollars. Not because I have to, because I don't have to accept them.
But you do. If you didn't accept them, someone could probably sue you.
No, I don't. I mean, I could just say
legal tender laws require everybody.
Look, if I wanted to turn down the business because I don't want to accept dollars, I could, and it was some kind of problem to say, look, I don't want your dollars. I could just say, I don't want your business.
That's true. You could refuse the business, but if somebody owes you a debt,
I'm just saying that this is the stupidest part about the argument about currencies. I want U.S. dollars because U.S. dollars are valuable. U.S. dollars are worth more than poop in a bag. And this is a stupid, stupid argument for some college professor, dumb enough for Ian and this college professor to make, is that, this has something to do with it. Yes, currencies are your required to accept them when it comes to national governments require you to accept them. But I'm not taking U.S. dollars because I've got to take them. I'm taking them because they're valuable and I can use them.
But he's saying the reason they're valuable, and I'm not making his argument. I don't know why you put me in his camp. He's saying the reason they're valuable is because they're forced. And
but it's
to
not
some
true.
Extent, he's right about that. Because the government is forcing people to accept these dollars.
You would have to be forced to accept these dollars. But actually, it's not even true. The fact is, these U.S. dollars look remarkably like the previous U.S. dollars, which were actually backed by specie, backed by metal.
Silver certificates, as they were called.
Right. So those had actual currency. The U.S. dollars look similar from 1912 to today. They've changed a little bit over time. And these things are, that's why people have been tricked. It's the turning the pot up on the frog. At one point, all dollars were backed by silver or gold at Fort Knox or whatever, and over time, they have slowly cut the different cords that go to the backed currency, and I believe it was 1970 under Nixon was the last one that was severed.
Well, they stopped issuing silver certificates back in the 30s. They cut the gold standard back in the 70s.
Right, but this was
completely.
This was an international backing of the dollars. I mean, basically countries could demand gold for dollars back in the 70s. But you'll note that the dollar went down a little bit between 1913 and 1970. There wasn't too much. There was a little bit of inflation. Gasoline went from 5 cents to 10 cents to 13 cents a gallon. But then it just went off the rails when they cut that final cord. I mean, when you look at the 40 years since then, gasoline's gone from 15 cents a gallon to
$3.50 filled up today.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So he goes on here, and again, this is not actually him speaking. It's the article's writer kind of translating this guy, A.J. Vins, the college professor. He says that usually they have no choice about whether or not to accept their national currency, that is, the merchants. Companies that issue virtual currencies, he says, typically offer goods or services in return. He says that, quote, you want it to have inherent value. You want it to
it
have
does have inherent value, and that's the problem. That's how this guy doesn't understand it, is that Bitcoin not only has the cryptography that makes it uncounterfeitable, but it is in itself a money transfer system, like PayPal. PayPal is a way to take dollars and move them back and forth. Dollars you can't shove into the side of your computer, and they come out in somebody else's computer. You've got to do that through PayPal. Bitcoins, on the other hand, sit in your computer, but you can transfer them through the internet. I'm sorry, this guy doesn't understand that.
But he was just saying that they don't have inherent value.
But they do.
But they do have inherent value. That's why people use them. Unlike the money there that he says isn't forced right. for people to take. Why is it forced for people to take the American dollars if it has inherent value?
Exactly. And all you have to do to see that it has value is go and look at the Bitcoin current price over at mtgox.com. I think it was last night, it was like 887 or something like that. Yeah. So clearly it has value.
Down a little
and
bit
the
today,
reason why recall. The reason why it's worth $8 and something cents today, as opposed to what it was worth 2 years ago, which might have been like a buck or less, is because it's more valuable today than it was a year ago. You're showing me $8.81. Thank you, Mark. There's a little Bitcoin widget there on your
Android. I love this thing. I check it all the time. I'm a Bitcoin addict. I want to know what Bitcoins are worth. I check it at least a half a dozen times a day.
So, and you said, like, at one time it went up, like, a dollar just during our show or something
like
that.
It did,
right?
Yeah, just about last week or something.
So that's an indicator of what the market's value for Bitcoins are. And the reason why it's worth $9 a Bitcoin is because there are that many people out there using it for a variety of different purposes.
Yeah. And, this is a product or something that's in its infancy. Can you imagine what would happen if a company like Amazon decided, hey, we take Bitcoins now.
Well,
yeah,
sort of Free Talk Live has that set up. Through spendbitcoins.com, you can go and get anything you want to get from Amazon and spend your Bitcoin through spendbitcoins. They'll buy it, and they'll have it shipped to you. So, I mean, I've done this. I've bought things on Amazon with Bitcoin through spendbitcoins.com.
Spendbitcoins.com is great, but Puke's point's really good, that if Amazon were to natively accept Bitcoins as payment, they would save huge amounts of money because, they're paying 3% or 5% to a credit card processor right now.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Puke.
And Mark.
Puke is here courtesy of his radio program, internet-based program, because no one in their right mind would put it on a radio station. They'd lose their FCC license within like 10 minutes.
Yes, they would.
PukeandTheGang.com. You should go and check it out. 855-450-FREE. And they accept Bitcoins, as do we. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. If you've got some Bitcoins to spare, or maybe you've got a tenth of a Bitcoin you want to send us, you can do that too. You can send it to us through bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And that's what we've been talking about this hour is the critique here, because it's the first time I've actually seen any critique of Bitcoin. Now, we had our objections in the beginning when we were first being introduced to Bitcoin, and one of my objections was similar to this W.P. Carey School of Business, Arizona State University professor A.J. Vins, who is essentially who NetworkWorld.com went to get his opinion about Bitcoins. One of my critiques, one of my questions up front was, well, there's nothing backing this thing, because I was used to the paradigm that, you know, something has to back a currency for it to have value. Well, if it doesn't have silver or gold backing it, how can it be worth anything? Well, I was wrong about that, and the Bitcoin is valuable because it's useful, because it is something that allows people to transact without a gatekeeper, without anybody that they have to ask permission, without jumping through hoops or applying for an account or bending over or doing any of that stuff that's so common with a financial system that we have today. So Bitcoins are useful, and that's why they're valuable. But let's continue here with the not just useful, but they're also, you know, you can't inflate it. It's mathematically impossible to crack into for the government to like bust into the system and screw it up. I mean, this thing it's amazing, and you can learn more at weusecoins.org. But let's continue with the critique here. The professor continues on his seven reasons to be wary about the Bitcoin. They go on here. Number two, no critical mass. For a currency to have any practical value, it has to have a critical mass of buyers and sellers. Vin says, technically, Bitcoin has no reason why it shouldn't be successful, but certainly has no following that you would want.
Not yet.
Well,
it has to start somewhere, doesn't it?
Right. What does that even mean? No following you would want?
Well, absolutely. At this point, there are lots of things that Bitcoin has a specific following for. We were talking last night on the air about specifically the Silk Road.
Yes, the open drug market that anybody can buy and sell on.
But another, you know, this is a way for people to buy and sell drugs on the internet anonymously with each other. I'm not a buyer or seller. You know, I'm not interested in this. But there are people that are interested in it, so therefore that knocks that argument out of the park. Let's also talk about countries that disallow gambling on the internet. You don't think that people want to gamble on the internet? I mean, come on. I mean, this is
maybe he's just saying that those people are undesirables. Maybe that's what he's saying. Yeah. He actually doesn't get into any more detail on this.
I mean, only criminals will like this, obviously.
So this is people who want to buy drugs, guns, gamble. I don't know what other kind of vices that one can fill.
Pornography.
By the way, cigarettes. I know that there's companies out there that will sell you cigarettes at a significantly reduced price.
Sweet.
With bitcoins, because they're going to, you know, basically
duck
on the taxes. Half price cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what percentage of the population do we have now with gambling, cigarettes, drugs, and guns?
Not that many. No, that's
not like people you want.
Five guys over there.
Not people you'd want. That's ridiculous.
Number three on his list of seven reasons why you should be wary of the Bitcoin: no switching costs. Now this one's weird. Say you are a U.S. business that accepts U.S. currency, and you decide to stop accepting it and say accept only live chickens. You will lose all potential customers who don't have access to live chickens. You will have problems paying suppliers and employees, and you won't be able to pay taxes in the U.S.
Oh, no!
Even barter-only transactions are taxable.
Because they don't give you 1099s for chickens, so I don't know that you'd actually even have to bother. Not to say that they wouldn't want you to pay taxes or demand that you'd pay taxes if they know, but they probably wouldn't know because you're getting paid in chickens.
So he's saying, now remember, keep in mind, he's saying this is a reason to be wary of the Bitcoin, that there are no switching costs. So let me go on. He says these are all high switching costs. He says if you're a player of a popular online game and decide to stop using their in-world currency, your game experience will suffer significantly, and you may have to stop playing the game altogether. That is a switching cost. If you decide to sell off your existing Bitcoins and stop using them, there are no switching costs. All your existing suppliers and employers will happily take other forms of payment. Your only loss would be the marketing value of accepting Bitcoin, which is likely more than offset by the additional cost of processing the payments.
What he's claiming is that you're not married to the currency the way you're married to dollars. If, for instance, dollars, it costs 3% or whatever to move dollars into Bitcoins and 3% to move Bitcoins into dollars. Let's just say it costs that. So there is a switching cost. Because there's a switching cost of getting your bitcoins into dollars and getting them back out and moving the currencies back and forth. So he's wrong again.
Sure.
I don't see why you would. I think that this is just an advantage for people to continue using it because there are no costs in sending or receiving them, whereas there are dollars. So I mean, there's this just reason to use bitcoins as opposed to a switching cost. I don't want a switching cost. I don't think that's an advantage, but it might be an advantage in keeping people in the use of your currency if your currency sucks, like all the fiat currencies do. Yes, if you have a crappy currency, like just about every currency out there, because that currency is created not with the user in mind, but with the issuer in mind. This is what it's all about.
Right. No one benefits. Whether you switch to Bitcoin or switch away from Bitcoin, there's no Bitcoin company out there that is looking at a quarterly report. Oh, God, we've lost all these Bitcoin. We lost all these customers. We're doing terrible. No, nobody does that with Bitcoin. There's nobody in charge. And so it doesn't matter if there are or are not switching costs. And in fact, if he's right, and he's not, Mark, as you pointed out, there is changing currencies does cost money. But if he was right and there were no switching costs, to me, that's a benefit to the currency. It's easy to get into. It's easy to get out of. Who doesn't want that?
And also the switching cost is that you don't have the same, you don't have the free transfer of bitcoins. This is the thing that they're not getting about bitcoins is they're not just a currency. They're also a money transfer system.
He says that if a newer, cooler virtual currency comes along that has more buzz surrounding it, then there's no downside at all to leaving Bitcoin.
Now, that's, you know, it's certainly a point, you know, that if a newer, better currency comes along and beats the pants off of Bitcoins, you're right. That will be a problem. However, you can sell your Bitcoins and get the new currency.
That's true, and if it seems unlikely that something new is going to come along and tomorrow decimate Bitcoin, right? I mean, Bitcoin got to this point because it took time.
They've got momentum.
For people to start accepting them, to start understanding them, to start utilizing them, and so it's, nobody's going to just jump into the game and wallop Bitcoin tomorrow. So it's not like you have to. If you've got a bunch of Bitcoins, the fear might be that, oh, if something new comes along, the value's going to drop.
But Bitcoin is peer-to-peer, so anything that a new, like, most things that a new currency can come up with, Bitcoin can have incorporated into Bitcoin, and Bitcoin already has the, we're worth almost $10 a unit at this point. What new currency is that going to be worth? So, you know,
exactly.
The Bitcoin guys are going to, you know, program in whatever this great feature is, this earth-shattering new feature that this new currency has. They're putting new features in Bitcoin today. I saw a new a press release.
Really?
And, yeah, I mean, you know, the fact is this is peer-to-peer. It's open source. That's what the term is. Sorry.
It's both.
It's open source. And, you know, these guys that consider this their hobby in making a better and better and better currency for you. I mean, how many things has the United States government done to make your currency better in the last decade?
Nothing.
There's a strip.
Right.
It's got color now.
You can pull this and it tears in half.
Your faces are bigger.
They haven't even got that. They haven't even put that into the $1 bill yet.
That's true.
I mean, they have been instituting
that sack of crap.
They've been instituting this thing for 20 years now.
Smart counterfeiters counterfeit the $1 bill.
Oh, do they?
Because nobody thinks
nobody cares.
Nobody takes out that pen and writes across a $1 bill with it.
Yeah,
I would agree with you, but is it really worth the cutting? You know, they're printing it on whatever special paper and then cutting it up. I don't know that a dollar is worth counterfeiting.
Maybe
right now.
Fives. Maybe they're counterfeiting.
Yeah,
I'm not suggesting anybody counterfeit anything because one could go to jail for such a thing.
This argument sort of reminds me of, like, Wikipedia. Wikipedia, let's say 5 years ago, everybody and they still make the argument.
Oh, terrible idea.
Yeah, no, or anybody can edit it. It's going to be crap.
Just have a bunch of internet vandals going on there and messing it up.
Yeah.
Pooping in the sandbox.
But there's this community of people that's their hobby. They keep track of it. And for people that just want to find out information, they don't need to do an actual academic report. It's absolutely good enough.
And if you're doing a report, usually the information that's there is cited at the bottom of the article. You can go to the citations and find out where they got the information. So Wikipedia is so valuable. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. This old guard defender here has a few more points. We'll share those coming up in hour number two.
You bring up any.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.